Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to Zero Waste Imperfectly, the show that talks about all things zero waste with kids. I'm your host, Sheila, and I am also the owner of Life Essentials Refillery, a refill store in Wesley Chapel and one in Tampa. So today I want to talk about food waste. It is Earth Day this month, and so we're all trying to think about little things that we can do in our lives to help make the Earth a little bit brighter for the future. So one of the things we could do is cut back on food waste. And so here I want to give you some quick facts. So 30% to 40% of the food supply in the U.S. is lost due to food waste. And that amounts to about 133 billion pounds and $160 billion worth of food. And that was from a 2010 stat, so I'm sure it's changed since then. The types of food that are wasted is pretty interesting. So 66 million tons of food are wasted. Our food is wasted and generated in 2019 in food retail, food service, and residential sectors. And about 60% of that wasted food went to landfills. Now, all of that waste goes in there and it produces methane gas, which is a lot worse than CO2. So not only are we wasting the food that could have gone to someone else, we are producing pollution, and that carbon footprint is just huge. It's terrible. And then 40 million tons of food waste are generated in the food and beverage manufacturing and processing sector. So that means places that are actually making the food for us to eat. So not restaurants, but the bigger places where the actual ingredients come from. And then the impact. So it's not just that the food's wasted. There was a lot of resources used to make the food. If you think about the food chain and where food originally started from, I mean, someone had to plant the seeds and then grow this crop and then process this crop, ship it, get it to a store or a manufacturing facility where it's then further processed or sold to the consumer. It keeps going on and on and on. So all of it's not just the food, but the manpower, woman power, and the packaging and the mileage, all of this has a huge impact on the planet. The most wasteful states are Arizona, North Dakota, Hawaii, Nevada, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Georgia, Montana, and South Dakota. So what leads to all this food waste? I mean, we can think of in a small scale in our home where the food waste is coming from. Maybe we purchased too much. Maybe we cooked something that we weren't quite sure we would like. Maybe we forgot about it in the back of the fridge. But these are all things that we could reflect on and say, where can I make a difference? And I think that's where the primary focus for us individually should be. Unless you work for a restaurant where you have control over how much food is purchased, how the portion sizes are in school. Same thing if portions are too big and it's just thrown away. I know in elementary school where our kids had gone, our kids do not drink cow milk. And the school would require that they take cow's milk with them for every meal they got in school. And then when the kids didn't drink it, they didn't even open it, it was thrown away. So these are things that we could reflect on and say, where can these changes be made so we stop wasting so much? Because it's a huge amount of waste. So what could you do with your waste? Instead of one way to avoid waste, which is, I think, key to, it makes a big difference, is meal planning. So this is something our family is trying to work on too, is that we sit down as a family on Sunday. And we put a meal plan together that everyone agrees on because that cuts down on waste. If everyone's happy with what you're eating, then they're not going to get it on their plate and say, ew, I don't like that. So put a meal plan together. Make it a family thing. And then order your groceries based on that. And a good way to think about it, too, is let's say if you are having black beans and rice one day I don't eat meat, so that could be a complete meal for me. Then what could I do the following day if I had made extra beans and rice? So then what we could do is do Taco Tuesday. So it's easy to carry over and make sure that you don't have any leftovers. And I know it's easier said than done because it takes practice, it takes dedication, and it does take time to make a food plan. It's much easier to say, hey, we're just going to wing it. And that's how you end up with food waste. Or you order from Instacart or Uber Eats. Not that we don't do that from time to time because I love Tijuana Flats. But you just have to try to plan, and that would make a huge difference for planet and for the people, and it would cut down on the cost of food too if it's not wasted and ends up in the landfill. So that's it for today. Let's talk about food waste. If you have some time, find us on social media at Life Essentials Refillery. I would love to hear what you think about food waste, ways you can reduce the waste. I'd love to hear any suggestions you have or any meal plans that you thought were fantastic to use. We're using Trello right now. And that's about it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and thanks so much for listening. Have a good one.